2 Samuel chapter 14. Now Joab the son of Zeruiah perceived that the king's heart was toward Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa, and fetched from there a wise woman, and said to her, I beg of you, pretend to be a mourner, and put on now mourning apparel, and do not anoint yourself with oil, but be as a woman that has a long time mourned for the dead, and come to the king, and speak in this manner to him. And so Joab put the words in her mouth. And when the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and did obeisance, and said, Help, O king! And the king said to her, What ails you? And she answered, I am indeed a widow woman, and my husband is dead, and your handmaid had two sons, and they strove together in the field, and there was none to part them, but the one smote the other and killed him. And behold, the whole family has risen up against your handmaid, and they said, Deliver him that smote his brother, so that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he slew, and we will destroy the heir also. And so shall they quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remainder upon the earth. And the king said to the woman, Go to your house, and I will give charge concerning you. And the woman of Tekoa said to the king, My master, O king, the iniquity is on me and on my father's house, and the king and his throne are guiltless. And the king said, Whoever said anything to you, bring him to me, and he shall not touch you any more. And then she said, I beg of you, let the king remember, Yahweh your Elohim, that you would not suffer the revengers of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he said, As Yahweh lives, there shall not one hair of your son fall to the earth. And then the woman said, Let your handmaid, I beg of you, speak one word to my master the king. And he said, Say on. And the woman said, For what reason, then, have you thought such a thing against the people of Elohim? Because the king does speak this thing as one which is faulty, in that the king does not fetch home again his banished. For we must need die, and are as water spilt upon the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither does Yahweh respect any person, yet he does devise means that his banished be not expelled from him. Now therefore that I am come to speak of this thing to my master the king, because the people have made me afraid, and your handmaid said, I will now speak to the king. It may be that the king will perform the request of his handmaid. For the king will hear to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of the man that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of Elohim. Then your handmaid said, The word of my master the king shall now be comfortable. For as a messenger of Yahweh, so is my master the king to discern good and bad. And for this reason Yahweh your Elohim will be with you. And then the king answered and said to the woman, Do not hide from me, I beg of you, the thing that I shall ask from you. And the woman said, Let my master the king now speak. And the king said, Is not the hand of Joab with you in all this? And the woman answered and said, As your soul lives, my master the king, none can turn to the right hand or to the left from anything that my master the king has spoken. For your servant Joab, he bid me to do so, and he put all these words in the mouth of your handmaid. To fetch about this form of speech, has your servant Joab done this thing? And my master is wise, according to the wisdom of a messenger of Yahweh, to know all things that are in the earth. And the king said to Joab, Behold now, I've done this thing. Go therefore, bring the young man Absalom again. And Joab fell to the ground on his face and bowed himself and thanked the king. And Joab said, Today your servant knows that I have found grace in your sight, my master, O king, and that the king has fulfilled the request of his servant. And so Joab arose, went to Geshur, and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. And the king said, Let him turn to his own house, and let him not see my face. And so Absalom returned to his own house and did not see the king's face. But in all Israel there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head there was no blemish in him. But when he cut his hair, for it was at every year's end that he cut it, because the hair was heavy on him, and therefore he did cut it, he weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels after the king's weight. And to Absalom there were born 3 sons, and 1 daughter whose name was Tamar. And she was a woman of a fair countenance, and so Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem, and did not see the king's face. And for this reason Absalom sent for Joab, to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore he said to his servants, See, Joab's field is near mine, and he has barley there. Go, set it on fire. And Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom to his house and said to him, "For what reason have your servants set my field on fire?" And Absalom answered Joab, and "Behold, I sent for you, saying, 'Come here, that I may send you to the king, to say, for what reason have I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still. Now, therefore, let me see the king's face, and if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me.'" So Joab came to the king and told him, and when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom. End of chapter.